Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
As we've been discussing right throughout the from the start of the programme, Israel launched a barrage of strikes across Iran overnight, saying it had attacked nuclear facilities and missile factories. And in the retaliation from Iran today, many of the drones intercepted, Tel Aviv has been saying. The US President Donald Trump suggested that Iran had brought the attack on itself by resisting a US ultimatum and talks to restrict its nuclear programme. Washington said it had no part in the operation. Though, for analysis now, I'm joined on the line by John Bolton, who's former national security advisor to President Trump during his first term, and who has also served as U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. John Bolton, good evening to you.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
What's your reaction to what's happening?
Well, I'm delighted that that Bibi Netanyahu and the Israeli government have launched this strike against the global nuclear proliferation threat of Iran. It's still very early. I think there's a lot more to come, but certainly the damage that has apparently been done on the first day, the decapitation of substantial parts of Iran's military, all indicate that things are off to a good start.
Will it not hamper the talks, though, that were due to take place again this Sunday?
You know, there have been 25 years of talks with Iran, and they've never given up their desire to have nuclear weapons. There's no chance that they would agree to anything that the U.S. should agree to. They've continued to insist they have a domestic uranium enrichment capability. That was the fatal flaw of the 2015 deal, and it's not anything we should accept. So I think the talks were basically a waste of oxygen.
But over 25 years of their desire, you say, to have a nuclear weapon, did they ever develop one?
Well, we don't know. I mean, they might have developed it with North Korea, with whom they've had a long and intimate relationship, including the construction of a nuclear reactor in the desert in Syria. It was a clone of North Korea's own Yongbyon nuclear reactor, interestingly destroyed by Israel in September of 2007.
I think the general consensus, though, is that they have not to date, but there is concern that they were moving towards that.
Well, I guess the question is, what's your tolerance of risk for a regime led by medieval religious fanatics to have nuclear weapons? My level of tolerance for it is zero, and it looks like that's the same as the Israelis.
Or maybe the question is, what should the modus operandi be, diplomacy or bombing?
Protecting your country's national security, and at the present time, there's every reason to think, including if you read carefully the reports of the International Atomic Energy Agency, a UN agency, that Iran has defied the IAEA weapon inspectors, that it's in violation of its commitments under the Non-Proliferation Treaty and what's left of the 2015 deal. And every piece of evidence we see is that they're moving toward a nuclear weapons capability. In that circumstance, a country under Article 51 of the United Nations Charter has the individual right of self-defense, and that is what Israel has exercised.
But Israel, is, of course, accused of genocide at the moment in Gaza. And one wonders if Israel is placed well at the moment to conduct such a strike, even though they feel they are uniquely vulnerable to an Iranian threat. I just wonder if other means could have been...
Well, accused, let's stop there. Accused mm-hmm. of genocide by left-wingers and anti-Semites.
And the international...
I don't think there's any case
and
to
the
be
International
made
Court of
that
Justice.
There's genocide going on, which the United States has ceased to recognize decades ago.
But many multiple states around the world do recognize, including the European Union.
Good for them.
What does that mean?
Well, that's up to them if they want to. That's their problem, not mine. I don't think Israel is committing genocide. I think it's acted in self-defense here.
Well, let's not leave that aside for a second. How do you conclude that they're not committing genocide, given the amount
of... That's really what you want to talk about. You don't want to talk about the threat of a nuclear holocaust to the Israelis. The fact is that Iran began this war against Israel on October the 7th, 2023, when Hamas attacked Israel brutally, barbarically. And Israel has been responding to it to try and eliminate Hamas politically and militarily, which it is entitled to do under the rules of law.
Absolutely. Well, it's not entitled to kill thousands upon thousands of innocent children.
There's no evidence that they've killed thousands and thousands of innocent children. Those are statistics provided by Hamas. And,
supported by U.S. surgeons who we've spoken with in various hospitals in Gaza, who have given me direct testimony of what they saw with their own eyes. Phosphorus burns, sniper shots to the head.
U.S. observers of urban warfare at West Point have analyzed what Israel has done and concluded that they have been scrupulous and perhaps even better than the United States in urban combat.
They have bombed hospitals. They have bombed refugee camps. They have bombed residential buildings.
Where Hamas leaders have been using the people of Gaza as human shields. The war criminals here are the leaders of Hamas that have brutalized their own civilian population.
Nobody is defending Hamas here. Nobody. But
you are.
No, I am not.
You are. Why do you think?
That's a poor defense.
But you know, they just earlier this week, they uncovered the body of the Sinwar, the brother of Yahya Sinwar, killed earlier. They uncovered the body of him hiding in a tunnel underneath a hospital, which is what Hamas has done for decades. That is barbaric. That is a war crime.
Yeah. Point to where I defended Hamas.
Just if you look at the totality of what you've said, it constitutes a defense of Hamas.
That's completely incorrect, and I pull you up on that. I did not defend Hamas for one iota.
You're a little nervous about that? Do you think people might conclude you were defending Hamas?
No, I think the listeners know well that I did not, based on what I said. The point here, John Bolton, is this. It's all about proportionality. Nobody in Ireland is saying that Israel does not have a right to self-defense. But Israel does not have a right to bomb innocent children or innocent people. Full stop.
That's not what they've been doing. The rules of war say that you have to bomb only military targets, or if you are bombing a military target where there may be collateral damage, that the damage is proportionate. That's what proportionality means. To the value of the target you're going after. And there's a lot of propaganda about what Israel's done. I'd like to see specific cases, specific evidence, where they did something that violated one of those two rules. The fact is that Hamas is the cynical perpetrator of most of this violence by strapping civilians figuratively around its leadership to protect them. You cannot defeat the right of self-defense by that kind of war crime.
We have had international experts on law point to the Geneva Convention and the proportionality principle that you outline and say it has been contravened. But be that as it may, let's leave that to one side, because you haven't been to Gaza. I'm quite sure of that. You haven't seen with your own eyes.
I have been to Gaza. I'm sorry about that.
Well, not in this current conflict, I assume. Have you?
Well, that's not what you asked about.
Well, I mean,
I've been there,
that's the
and
question.
I have seen it on television.
Have you been there during this current conflict?
I am confident on relying on the judgments of U.S. military experts and on the doctrine that Israel teaches its own troops. There may have been
Gaza
violations of
ago.
It, but in a rule of law country that punishes people when they violate the doctrine they've been given. You know, we've certainly come a long way from the nuclear threat from Iran. And that you want to know where I think you defend Hamas is that you saw your case on the nuclear issue was weak, and so you've tried to divert back to the propaganda that Hamas puts out about what Israel has been up to. That's where you're supporting Hamas.
Okay, well, I appreciate your perspective on that, I must say. I don't agree with it, but I must say I'm not surprised that that is your perspective on this conversation. John Bolton, former National Security Advisor, thank you very much indeed.